You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Clyde Drexler was here today.
Yes, he was.
To promote the three-on-three, the big three. And you know how I get around famous people. Well, I don't want to go up and say the cliche that everybody else says.
Hey, big fan.
Yeah. Can I get a picture? And then drop. I don't want
to. I used to watch you play with Fi Slamma Jamma, man. That was awesome.
Exactly.
I haven't heard that before. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want to just go say what everybody else says.
Right.
So I thought of what I would have said to him. I didn't actually run into him at any point. At one point I saw him and there was a bunch of people gathered around. I wasn't going to wait in line I'm important, but I just think it's uncomfortable standing there waiting your turn to talk to Clyde. If he were walking down the hall and I walked past him, I would have said something. And here's what I would have said to him. You going to look up Benny Anders while you're in town? Now, Benny Anders was a player that played with Fi Slamma Jamma, who was an unbelievably talented player, but kind of an enigma, disappeared. And there was recently, was it E60 or 30 for 30 on Finding Benny?
30 for 30 on...
Finding Benny Anders?
Yeah, was it just that, or was it on the Fi Slamma Jamma
team? Might have been on Fi Slamma Jamma.
A big part of that was
Finding Benny Anders. Yeah. And Benny Anders ended up in Flint or Detroit. They tracked him down.
It was like Detroit, yeah.
I think it was either... He had a known address in Flint, and then they tracked him down in Detroit. So that's what I would have said to him. But the better part of the story was that Kang, our producer, you actually did walk up to him.
Had to walk up to the Glide, man.
Yeah, but did you say what everybody else would say?
I don't think so. I mean, I said, yeah. Well, I said I was a big fan, which I'm sure everyone says to him. But I said also I'm a big fan of 90s basketball, which is the truth. And obviously Clyde's, you know, best years were in the 90s.
Well, they actually were in the 80s, but yeah.
You don't think his best years were in the 90s?
Well, I told you. His high.
He won his championship in the 90s, man. Wasn't it?
He averaged 27 points a game. I think it was 89. That was his high.
/ 90?
No, 88, 89.
Oh, damn. All right, well, yeah, I said I'm a big fan of 90s basketball, and, you know, and he said, I said that back then the NBA was fantastic. And he laughed, you know, I thought that was funny. And I was going to walk away, and that was pretty much, I said, you know, I'm one of the producers here. And he started talking to me about basketball, and so I was like, all right, Clyde's into it.
It's on. You know,
it's all on. Right, so, good. And he said, yeah, the players nowadays are pretty great. I said, yeah, the athleticism's out of control. But he says, well, we were pretty athletic back then, too. And I said, well, you and Jordan were, but then you had truck drivers like Bill Laimbeer on the court, too.
Wow. Oh, man.
Whoa.
So Doug's taking on Max Seal. You're taking on Laimbeer. Wow.
I was just saying he wasn't athletic. And then Clyde says, well, they got, you know, a bunch of truck drivers in the league, too. Now, he didn't name anybody, but that was it right there. And I'm like, so I walked away. Then I'm thinking, I got to get a picture with one of the top 50 players in the NBA, right?
Sure.
So I text Tom Milliken, the morning show producer. I say, hey, if Clyde gets a chance, I'd love to have a picture with him. Should no problem. Segment ends. Clyde comes out. Tom calls me over. I go over there. I'm like, you know, do you mind taking a picture? He's like, no problem. I give my phone to Tom. Tom says, all right, smile, 1, 2, 3, blah. Takes it, whatever. Clyde walks away, shake his hand. Great. Clyde's off into the distance.
Yep.
So I naturally grab my, you know, look at my phone and check out the picture. And there is no picture.
There's no picture.
There's no picture. Mm.
So your one moment with Clyde Drexler, something went wrong. Tom Milliken, the morning producer, was supposed to take the picture, and there was no picture.
Yes, and I told Will Birchfield about this, our web writer, and he immediately, first thing he says to me, he goes, anyone over the age of 45 you give your phone to take a picture, you're taking a chance. It's not going to work out. And I, you know what? I said, you're right. I took a chance. I didn't realize it at the time, but... Yeah, I took a chance and it did not work out.
But do you know what happened? Do you have any idea what happened?
I have no idea what happened. I told Tom after, and Tom said, I heard the click. I don't know why. You know, he has no reason or explanation why, but I did not have a picture.
248-539-9797. Has this ever happened to you? That fleeting moment in time, you thought you were getting the picture. There was that video that went viral of the grandfather trying to, did you see that? It went viral this week. There's a grandfather who was handed a phone because his grandson was going to propose to his girlfriend.
Oh, I had heard about it. No,
and the grandfather put it, it was on video mode for him, and he takes it, and all he filmed was himself. The picture got turned around.
Selfie mode?
It was in selfie mode, and it was his reaction, him smiling and, oh, you did it. And just the whole video is him, his reaction. And it is hilarious.
This is why old people shouldn't have phones.
248-539-9797. Ticket text 97136. Has this ever happened?
Is that
happened?
The campaign you're running on, Gator? Gator for governor. Old people will
old
not have
Old people shouldn't
phones.
Have phones. And they're going to fix the roads.
That's right.
Who's with me?
Yeah. It's his moment with Clyde. No picture.
That sucked.
Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson, 97 won the ticket. Kang was trying to get a picture with Clyde Drexler. Something went wrong. And no picture. So that begs a question. Has this ever happened to you where you, there was like that viral video that grandfather was trying to film his grandson proposing to his girlfriend. He screwed up somehow. And all he did was video himself reacting to the whole thing. And it's hilarious. But has this ever happened to you? 248-539-9797. You had that one moment in time. You had to get the picture. You thought you got it. Somebody was taking a picture. You with somebody famous, whatever the case may be. And guess what? You didn't get it. Let's go to Brendan in Macomb. Hi, Brendan. That doesn't sound promising. Brendan, are you there? Oh, there you are.
Yeah, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
Yeah, so we were in New York City in 2003. It was back when camcorders were a big thing. We didn't really have any phones. We went to go watch the ball drop, and all of a sudden we see the ball drop, enjoying the rest of our night. We get back the next day to watch the film, and my dad forgot to hit record on the camcorder.
So he watched the ball drop through the tiny little viewfinder on the camcorder and
exactly
didn't hit record.
Exactly. We went back the next day to watch it, and there was nothing there.
Oh, no good. That is no good.
That's no bueno.
At all. I asked an older man to take a picture of me and my fiance at the Grand Canyon. I ended up taking about 15 selfies instead. That's from an unnamed texter.
You'll never forget that old man.
Right now.
Front row for the De La Soul show 10 years ago. I'm dressed to the tens.
Oh.
Fedora, linens, the whole nine. They were digging it and pointed to get my camera out. My now wife takes the picture. It's all three of them all leaning down and the top of my fedora. I still mess with her about it. That's from Alan, St. Clair Shores.
That's a fail.
So all they got was the top. She got the top of your hat and the three dudes from De La Soul. It means from the soul. In fact, you can't deny.
Oh, here we go.
Anyone you ask to take a picture for you and they only take one is ridiculous. There's a reason to not take. There's never a reason to not take like 10 pictures really quick, whether you ask for one, whether or not you only ask for one. Sorry. It totally happened to me a few years ago. I ran into Tommy the Hitman Hearns. I told my girlfriend to take a picture. She went to take the picture, and there was nothing on my phone. She said she took it, but nothing. I'm still upset about it.
Mm.
Let's go to Ian in Novi. Hi, Ian.
Hey, guys. Love the show.
Thank you for calling.
Hey, so this is years back. My girlfriend at the time, wife now, I took her to an air show because she said she loved the Blue Angels. So it was a cool air show. You could sit in the cockpits and stuff. So we're taking pictures like crazy. We get back to the house. We have a couple of people over, and we're going through the pictures. So back in those days on the flip phone, you had to hit save after you took the picture.
Right.
I did not hit save on a single picture that I took. Mm. So not only was there not a picture of her with the Blue Angels, there wasn't even a picture of her. It was just all me.
I'm glad they didn't take any, I'm glad they don't make you do that anymore.
Right. Not as cool as a celebrity, but still, I felt terrible.
248-539-9797. Dave in Madison Heights, you're next. Hi, Dave.
Happening, Doug?
What's up?
So I went up to a buddy's cabin and spent in the family for years. Hey, Dave. And I was up early fishing off the dock and caught a real nice largemouth, about a 5-pounder. And apparently it was the biggest fish ever caught. I had one of the aunts who was up early take a picture of me. And when everyone woke up, I went to show them and the picture was nowhere to be found.
It's a bass, Doug.
I know. So you got no picture of this giant fish?
Yep, no picture. Did a little bit of proof because the aunt said it was big, but obviously there was no proof to actually see it.
I don't buy it.
Yeah, you got no video evidence, man. It didn't happen. You ever had this one happen? Because this one has happened with my wife before.
Oh, throwing her under the bus too.
Damn right. This happened on one of our family vacations. I can't remember if it was the Grand Canyon. Might have been Yosemite, but she inverted what she was supposed to be doing. So somehow, some way, we have this long, like 15-minute recording of the inside of her purse. And at the very end of the recording, the camera comes out, the video camera comes out, and then she holds it up to, you know, where we are posing with this great backdrop of the Grand Canyon. And the moment she gets the camera up, it stops. And then it starts up just in time to see her put it back in the purse. So what she was doing, she was recording, stopped the recording, thought she was starting the recording, and then hit the button again, thinking she was stopping the recording and was just simply starting the recording back up again. So we had all these long recordings of nothing. And then every time something cool was happening, oh, look, a condor. Like, she'd get the camera out and stop recording.
That would be cool to see the condor.
Yes.
I've never done anything that incompetent.
She did that on one of our family trips. 248-539-9797. Ron and Novi. Hi, Ron.
Yeah, hi.
Hey.
My wife had a work event, and she asked if I could go with her. So I said, sure, why not? And the main guest that night was Tommy Hearns. Wow. And at the end, he's taking selfies. You know, you stand next to him and get a picture and all this. So I'm standing next to him. We have our hands up like we're going to hit each other. My wife's taking the picture. I have a different phone than what my wife has. She clicks the button, releases her finger. You can't even tell who I'm standing next to because it ended up so blurry.
So could you see you? Or no, you couldn't even see anything?
You could see me, but you could barely make out who I was standing next to. And it was really awful because he was really nice and all this kind of stuff. And when I saw it, I wanted to get another picture, but you know, I couldn't because there were too many people there and all this kind of stuff. And I go, you know what?
Lost your moment. Moment's over. 248-539-9797.
I was at the wrestling matches up in Flint to see ECW when they were around.
Yeah.
It was like 18 years ago.
Was that with King King?
No, that was WWF back in the day.
Okay.
This was, and after the matches, some of the wrestlers would come out and they would meet and greet the fans because it was a smaller venue and only a couple thousand people were there. And it was an awesome show. So I'm standing around, I'm talking to this guy who's selling videotapes and stuff. And I look over and the wrestler New Jack comes out. And New Jack was a crazy wrestler, did some crazy things, crazy stunts that he would pull. And he comes out. And earlier in the night when he had wrestled, he had cut himself. He was bleeding all over the place, up on the forehead. He comes out to take these pictures with these girls that are there. And he still has a little bit of blood on his head, like the cut had not stopped bleeding yet. And the girl's like, can you take a picture? He's like, yeah, okay, let's go. And somebody gets the camera out, and they try to take the picture, and it's not really working. And he's getting impatient. He's like, hurry up. I just took some acid. I'm ready to trip. And they start laughing. Oh, takes another. He's like, no, seriously, are you done? And they and then after like 30 or 45 seconds, he's like, I gotta go. I got to go. He was wigging out. He had to get out of there. So I don't think they got the picture they were looking for. But if they had, what a shot to have.
Would have been sweet.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.